was really musical genius, you know, produced by the legendary
26 million albums of Thriller that came out in 1982 sold. 26 million. Imagine that.
It was my senior year in high school, and it was produced by Quincy Jones, and I can remember waiting. MTV was going to, at 8 o'clock that night, Eastern Time, 7 Central, we were finally going to see the video. And I remember kids from all over town getting together to watch that video as it came out senior year in high school. It was a musical event like none other. Really brought together his musicals and choreography in a way that, I don't know, Greta, if maybe the music world had ever seen anything like that.
Yeah, but here's the interesting thing. As you look at 26 million copies of that, and that's just the beginning in terms of his sales, here's a guy who probably, when everything gets sorted out, is gonna die with debt. And I mean, if you know, it's like, it's extraordinary how someone could make so much money and be so much in debt. And these last couple years, sort of running around the world, and he'd surface every once in a while, and every time he'd surface, we'd hear he owes another, you know, 100, 200, 300, 400 million, or he's going to lose Neverland. And this was the big chance. This almost seemed like Michael Jackson's last chance, almost. He was going to have this big comeback tour, and even the comeback tour has peculiarities, because there are questions whether Michael was really practicing, was he really going to do it, was he going to show up. I mean, it's almost, you know, he attracted problems for himself. That's the tragic part. Like, how does someone with such enormous success, who's known around the world, how does someone squander those assets? And now tonight, dead at such an early age, three young children, and you know, why?